This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, great to be with you on this Monday morning. An awful lot going on in Philly sports. It will be interesting, you know, later tonight, Monday Night Football, see how Jason Kelce addresses the situation from Saturday. I would imagine he will at the start of the Monday Night Football broadcast, but we'll see. When I say broadcast, I mean pregame show. And then obviously there's the Joel thing, and then there's the Eagles. And they're on a roll, four in a row. They're playing good football. And for more on that, we turn to our guy every Monday during the 9 o'clock hour, and that's Seth Joyner, one of the great Eagles players of all time and a phenomenal, phenomenal broadcaster in retirement. Seth, brought to us by Bradford White Water Heaters. How you heat your water matters, so whether it's a tank or tankless model, choose Bradford White. Visit BradfordWhite.com. Mr. Seth Joyner, good morning, Seth.
What's happening, guys?
How are you, pal?
I'm good.
All right, so
it's understated. There you go.
So, Seth, let's just get right to your tweet, and then the floor is totally yours. So, I don't know what portion of the game, but I know it was during the game. You tweeted the following: "It's official. Our head coach is an idiot." Seth Joyner, sir. A couple hours later, what are your thoughts?
Well, I don't regret tweeting it. It is what it is. You know, you can't keep banging your head against the wall doing the same thing, expecting a different result. It just doesn't make sense to me. And as a head coach, the decisions you make should help your team have success, not for them to have to pull your ass out of the fire over dumb decisions that you make. So I just don't get it. You know, and when you begin to hear. See, and this is becoming problematic for me because I listen at what guys say in a different way. Lane Johnson says, over the bye, we had a conversation with coach. And, we need to run the ball a little more. The run game needs to be. So it comes out, you know, unsolicited.
Yeah, totally.
It comes out. And then when Nick is asked about it last week, not only does he make reference to it, but he also makes reference to the fact that Jalen Hurts has asked repeatedly to be more under center. So all these narratives about him not being able to play from under center and him not being able to throw the ball all over the middle, that leads me to believe that our coach has something to do with a lot of the decisions that are being made that are not allowing this team to be what it can be. Okay.
Why would he limit things like that?
I'm going to answer for Seth, not that I agree with this. I think Seth's answer is because he thinks he's an idiot.
No, I think that.
And I don't agree with that, but you just think
problem was you and many people, Joe, seem to think things were being limited because the quarterback problematic.
Yeah, to be clear, the he that I was just referring to was Seth's tweet about Sirianni. I want to be clear. Yes. No, I wasn't referring to Jalen.
I think that Nick is desperate to have his fingerprints on this.
John's got that theory, too.
See, that's what I'm wondering,
Seth. I just feel like, you know, the story should be your team, not the head coach. And he dropped the ball on a great opportunity because everybody thought that I was overreaching last week. I mean, did you see on social media some of the in-meeting conversations that he was having with the team?
Yes.
You know, I need you and you need me, you know, the whole Barney thing going on.
You didn't like it?
I'm like, where'd that come from? I've never seen that before. And people were like, oh, on the Eagles broadcast, you know, they do it all the time. But I'm not cued into that, so I'm not watching that. So I'd never seen it before, but it was all over social media.
Sure.
And I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, they're trying to resuscitate his, you know, his image.
I agree with that.
And I didn't have a problem with it because as an organization, if you believe that this guy's your guy, that's what you should do.
I agree with you.
Okay, but then you got the thing with the fans, and then you got this indirect thing with the fans. Yesterday, your team is winning, and they're booing you, and they're upset with some of the decisions that you're making, and you know, you kind of dropped the ball on getting your image right with the fans and the media. Because listen, we talked about him in his interaction with the fans, when we should have been talking about the game and the fact that the Eagles won the game.
Well, let me ask this question to that.
Today is the same thing.
So
we're not talking about the game. We're not talking about, you know, Saquon and Jalen playing a great game and the defense being a step up and the linebackers both, you know, getting an interception. We're talking about the idiocy of the head coach again. And it should never be about him. It should be about his football team.
So, Seth, I agree with some of what you're saying, but here's where I'll push back. First off, as a show, we're trying to talk about as much of all of it as we can. There's only so much we can fit into 4 hours. Here's what I'll say. They got a 4-game winning streak, and I'm convinced he's a part of that. And I think he's a big part of it. And I think
Joe, you know what? I think that they've succeeded in spite of him.
No, I know you do. I know you do.
I really do.
I know you do. But well, I also hear something like N'Kobe Dean talking to Kenny Gainwell and Jalen Hurts, you know, during training camp. And I think, you know, Sirianni's messaging about togetherness and connectivity, you know, you can win a game from that kind of thing if that's been infused into the players over the years. Look, I'm not saying he didn't have some bad decisions yesterday, but I don't think there was a justified. Look, he went for a 4th-and-3.
There was nothing justifiable about what he did.
Well, how about
Joe?
Fourth and
you take the damn points, man.
Including
you take the points at all times. You don't take an extra point off the board.
Sure you do.
Oh, no, you don't.
The ball's on the 1-yard line, and I have Jalen Hurts.
Not do it. You're playing an inferior team that you have an opportunity to dominate. Listen, you know what? The other thing that he screwed up yesterday. Hmm. They had an opportunity to rest Saquon Barkley instead of having him touch the ball 30
Amen.
Times in a game.
I know.
Because you know what? If they would have dominated in the first half by taking all of those points, now the mindset is different. Now you got Vic Fangio. You put him on his heels because you're of your idiocy. Instead of your defense being able to maintain being aggressive, now all of a sudden he's playing passive because he's trying to make up for the nonsense that you've done.
Okay, John, let me ask you a question, because Seth, I hear your point of view. John, don't you think if the other team commits a penalty and the ball's on the 1-yard line, that in that exact score, that they should go for a 2-point conversion with Jalen Hurts?
You're drunk off of analytics, Joe, just like everybody else. They're off of this nonsense.
But Seth, their conversion on 1 yard has been so high.
Mike Tomlin wouldn't have never done that, okay?
About when you go up and try to draw him offsides in that situation? Like, I'm cool with that. I'm cool with going up, trying to draw him offsides, which we tried to do in this game.
Seth, I'm going to ask. I think I asked you this about a month ago with one of these instances. I'm going to ask it again. Before the Philly special was run, did you think it was a mistake to go for 4th-and-goal from the 1?
Well, the Super Bowl is different. You got all the marbles on the table here. Okay, there is no tomorrow.
Yeah, but a game's a game. You're just trying to win that game.
You're absolutely
right. You're trying to win. Now, different opponents and different level quarterbacks. You can make the case Philly special, I need that 7 because I'm facing Brady. He's going to put up 30-35, which happened, okay? So I get that. But, I mean, I'm just wondering, do you remember in the moment if you were for going for it?
Go ahead, Rhea, because you know what? It's two different circumstances. I know what you're...
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
About to say
it's just it is two different stories. You can't, it's not the same thing. This, you had to score those points. You didn't have to score 37 points, but you could have yesterday.
No, I understand.
And it would, it's a terrible opponent, a coach who's on the hot seat. You get up on them 20-0 at halftime, they are packing their bags to head back to Jacksonville.
Well, apparently not, because weren't the Eagles up
22 to nothing in the third quarter? Well,
that,
yeah, no but, less.
And that was
right. No, yeah, but I mean,
all I'm saying is, if you had just kept taking those points, that was a factor of that bad call.
Look, Seth, I didn't like to go in for the fourth and three in the first half. I've been very clear about that all day. But I also recognize there have been numerous times this year where the Eagles have gone for that type of thing and it worked. I mean, they had a touchdown. I think it was to Devontae, might have been AJ, 2 or 3 weeks ago, and that sort of same situation.
It was a fourth and three.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So, I mean, you know, we can't act like it doesn't pay off sometimes.
You get lucky sometimes. You know, analytics is a 50-50 proposition.
John, why am I the only one taking on Seth? He's going to bite my head off here.
No,
am I
not.
Wrong? I'm joking. Listen, you know I'm joking.
What I'm trying to tell you is you have to read the situation.
I agree.
Okay?
I agree.
In the Super Bowl, it was very apparent that the defense wasn't going to be able to stop Tom. He threw for over 500 yards.
No question.
Jim Schwartz didn't want to talk about that, but he threw for 500 yards in a Super Bowl of all games.
Yeah.
Doug Peterson knew that every single point was crucial for them winning that football game. So in that case, you make the decisions that warrant the situation.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yesterday, none of those decisions warranted the situation. You had the game won at every single point until you made the fatal flaw.
What about the 57-yard field goal? You got three choices there. 57-yard field goal, punt, go for fourth down.
Listen, if you ain't gonna kick it from 25, don't trot him out there. You did that same nonsense.
I didn't like that at all.
He did the same thing a couple of weeks ago. He wouldn't take. Then he ran him out there for a 60-yarder.
Mm-hmm. I know.
I'm like, now you understand why I feel the way that I feel.
I didn't like that one. Listen to how the game sounded here on WIP with some of the more notable plays, particularly a lot of great play. I mean, historically great plays by the Eagles yesterday. Maryland Mike with great calls. We're gonna need a montage.
Ooh, it takes a montage. Here is the punt by Brayden Mann. It is a wobbler coming up, taking it as travel. He's hit. He fumbles, and I think the Eagles have it. Back goes Hurts. He is floating it for Barkley, who catches it for a touchdown.
This is a difficult catch, but he makes it for a 20-yard touchdown.
Attention. The Eagles have scored in the first quarter for the first time this season. He fires it out in the flat to Barkley, who beats one man, spins past another, leaps over a third, and comes down at the 30.
What was that? I've never seen that move, and I've been watching football all my life. He hurdles a guy backwards.
What
am I watching?
Back goes Lawrence. He bumps, he fires. It is deflected, and it is intercepted by the Eagles on the deflection. Zach Bond. They hand the ball off to Barkley. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. Touchdown! Barkley! And they get it. They push, and they shove, and they move the pile, and they do not get the extra points. But they're still up 16-0. Hurts this time. Fakes it. Keeps it. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. Touchdown! Leaping Jalen Hurts. Well, they tried the tush push at the end of the first half. They push and they shove and
They're waving it off again.
Hurts comes back. He gives it off to Barkley. Barkley crawls along the ground, fumbles the football. The Jaguars pick it up. They're running down the field, and in for the touchdown goes Trayvon Walker. This time it is a sneak, and it is a touchdown. It is a touchdown as Trevor Lawrence goes in on a one-yard quarterback sneak.
Now, there's a reason for concern.
The push-tush, which has failed two straight times for extra points. Hurts, he is rolling, he is looking, he stops, he's coming back the other way, he is firing it, and it is incomplete, and the Eagles are in trouble.
So many misfires in this football game.
Here goes Hurts, going for the end zone. Devontae Smith, he caught it one-handed. I don't know if
what
he stayed. He's
Smitty.
In! He's in!
Oh, my
one
goodness.
Hand! I don't know how he did it!
Smitty is unbelievable.
Back goes Lawrence, he's looking, he's looking, he's gonna run! He is in for the touchdown. It is 28-22. They will kick the extra point to make this a five-point game. 4:04 remaining to be played in this game. Lawrence back. Lawrence looks. Firing for the end zone. Intercepted! Intercepted the Kobe Dean! The Eagles are going to escape! The Kobe Dean saved the game! And the Eagles have beaten the Jacksonville Jaguars 28-23.
But great work by Merrill and Mike.
That's incredible.
And good work by Joe Wechter putting that together. And, of course, Eagles players with, I mean, some very special moments in that game yesterday. That was something. Let's get to Dan in Philadelphia right now. Dan, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are we today?
Doing great, Dan.
What's up, Dan?
I don't understand how you guys are even a sports talk radio show at this point. Like, that montage was terrible. You were impressed with Saquon Barkley jumping backwards over people and Smitty's catching. I mean, you guys do realize the biggest news of yesterday, and John, I'm shocked at you, is we actually have a fullback that caught a pass for 3 yards. Like,
and then he got hurt.
Not in the montage. John, I thought of you immediately. I was shocked. I was like, oh my God, we actually have a fullback. I don't even remember his name or his number, but I just know he was a fullback.
He started the game.
Van something.
Van Sumeren.
Ben Sumeren.
Yeah, whatever he is.
That's proof that you shouldn't be throwing
that
passes
wasn't a
to fullbacks
because
he caught the ball, got hit upside the head, and we didn't see him no more the rest of the day.
You guys got to do a better job of picking this.
Wait, Dan,
stuff up.
I didn't know where you were going, man, but you got there. I was like, wait, what am I missing here?
No, Seth, I agree with you 100%. Like, he does so much stupid stuff that is unnecessary. It is almost like he's purposely trying to draw attention to himself. Like, he needs to be his name needs to be said each week. I feel like he needs that, and that's why he does this stupid, idiotic stuff. Whether it's arguing with a fan or going for a 2-point conversion. Joe, and I understand your point, but again, it's unnecessary at the time. You're up so much.
I don't know that he needs attention.
And it's not about necessary or unnecessary. Dan, I'm going to ask you the question just directly. Ball's on the 1 yard line. You got a 16 point lead. Do you do a 2-point conversion or keep the one point on the board?
Jay, you know who can't get hurt during an extra point? Jalen Hurts, or an offensive lineman, or Saquon Barkley. I mean, you increase the injury factor. If you need to do it, it's a great play to have. But if you don't need to do it, it's not. And I got to ask you one favor, Joe, because every time you say this, and you've been saying it a lot, I don't know if you picked up on it.
What do I do?
I imagine you in a blonde wig. You keep saying totally. Like,
totally?
Like you're a girl. Yeah, like you're a girl from the 90s, like totally.
He's like a Valley girl.
Totally.
Yeah, like gag me with a spoon.
Hey, Dan.
Yeah.
You ready for me to hang up on you?
Yes, I am. Have a great day, guys.
You too, buddy. All right, man. Dan's a great caller. He's a funny guy. 215-5, like totally.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.